And also, we have a big celebration coming up next week. So we've invited some folks from the Northfield Public Library to come in and talk about that. We have with us today Natalie Draper, who is the library's director, Angelica Linder, the outreach coordinator, and also Lori Cadet, who is the library services manager. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about the celebration. It's coming up, and it's not too far off. It's the 18th, which is, that's a week from tomorrow, right?
It is, yeah.
It is already. We'll start off with Natalie. Talk about what's behind this. Why have the big celebration?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, we've got to continue the party after Jesse James, right? You know, we can't stop partying. We at the fair and then this.
We celebrate a lot here.
Yeah. we do. But no, really, I mean, for us, I think the library is a doorway to experiencing the world. And, you know, we provide access to resources, tools, information, enrichment. And I think the value of that enrichment part can't be overstated. So, you know, these cultural festivals like Hispanic Heritage are a great way to learn more about the world and the heritage of cultures of people around the world and our neighbors right here in Minnesota.
You know, I remember a day when the library just meant books. That was it. And the hard copy. You do a lot more than just books now. As far as for the folks who speak a Spanish language, read and speak Spanish, does the library have a lot of Spanish language? I know it's not just books anymore. There's a lot of online stuff, but is there a lot of Spanish language content available at the library?
Yeah, we do. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
We do have a core collection at the library, the Spanish book collection. We also in the kids area, also we have kids books, easy readers, picture books on Spanish. Our bookmobile is also loaded with a Spanish collection, magazines, nonfiction, fiction books, audiobooks in Spanish, and we also have a Spanish book club that meet once a month, and we read and the books in Spanish, the discussion, everything. And we offer other programs too at the library in Spanish. Computer class that are coming up soon.
So. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Just a full range of services there. For let's talk about the celebration coming up. It's a month long kind of celebration, but you have one day in particular where you're going to feature a lot of fun for everybody, a good gathering for the whole community, not only the Spanish community, but also just anyone who wants to come. It's Saturday, September the 18th, and Angelica, why don't we ask you, what's going on that day?
Okay, well, there's a lot, so get ready, you know. The next Saturday, as you say, we are going to start at 9 a.m. with Zumba. Mm-hmm. It's not in our posters, but the celebration starts 9 a.m. with Zumba. And then at 11 to 6 o'clock, we're going to be at Central Park this year. We moved from the library to the Central Park, just a bigger space. And also the celebration has getting bigger as the years go by. It's becoming more as a community event, more than just a library program. And we're highlighting dance, art, music, food and fun activities for the whole family. Mm-hmm. We're going to have dances representing Peru. Sorongo is a dance flamenco performance that we're going to have the day. And also Mexico folklorical dance group is going to be here. Going to have music, mariachi, and another big band that is going to close the event called Malamanja. And we're going to have a community mural with a local artist who are going to be featured at the Day of the Dead celebration later in the library.
All right.
And a lot of art for the kids, crafts, activities. Yeah.
All right.
And food trucks. We cannot forget the food trucks.
Don't forget the beer.
And the beer. And that's beer. That was my special announcement. So besides the food, we're going to have three food trucks. So if you want to try a little bit of food from Venezuela, Mexico, and Puerto Rico, that's your spot next Saturday. Don't miss it. Since 11 a.m., you can come in and have breakfast, have lunch, and have dinner. Right there, try one special dish from one of those trucks. That's going to be amazing. Besides that, we're going to have some art and vendors. With craft vendors, so you can just get a few things from Venezuela or from Mexico or from Peru. We have a woman who is going to bring some crafts from Peru. And also there's going to be a vendor who's going to have a snack, traditional snacks, kids. So it's a lot of fun. But what Lori was saying before is this is the first year we're going to have beer at the event. And our local breweries, Imminent, are going to be there at the event. And they are brewing a special beer for the event. I don't know the name yet. They're going to reveal that day. But it's made special for us, for our celebration, for our community, for the Hispanic Heritage Month celebration. And they're going to donate $1 for every beer they sell that day for next year's celebration. So all that's right. A big one.
Yeah,
For sure, folks, come, have some beer, and make some donations, enjoy the event, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it sounds like a lot of fun. As far as like the dancers and the artwork and everything, and these are all probably people that now live in Minnesota. I don't know if they've always lived in Minnesota, probably have a Spanish heritage, but are these pretty much local people?
Yeah. Some of the groups are coming from Minneapolis and the metro area.
Okay. That's local enough.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. You're here in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, and dancing. Can everybody dance? I mean, do you have dance lessons? Is that where Lori comes in? Is she the dance instructor here?
No, but we will have dance instructions so that people can feel comfortable dancing to this fabulous music that we have. But I do want to talk a little bit about accessibility. So age-friendly Northfield will be bringing the red chairs, providing seating for anyone who needs it at the event. And then 50 North helped us secure the UCC Church parking lot for priority parking for people with, like, older adults, people with mobility issues. I believe there's going to be a golf cart to help, but 50 North is taking care of that piece for us, so we're really excited for that.
Yeah, they do great work down there. They're a good community partner.
They are.
All right, what else do we need to know? We've got the celebration coming up. We've talked a little bit about that, but it's also Spanish Heritage Month. Are there going to be ongoing things throughout the month that
We have a few more events happen after that. We're going to have a poetry reading at the atrium at the library with a poet, Daniel Solis. And also we're going to have another event with Cecilia Cornejo. As you guys know, she made a film, and we're going to be featuring that film at the library. And more things. Just keep in tune. We're just still figuring out if we're going to have more virtual things or more in person. Just things change, right? But for sure, we have not forgotten to celebrate our month, National Hispanic Heritage Month. And so just keep in tune with that. But also, I want to mention we are going to have a couple of special guests at the event. So we have Representative Angie Craig, and we're going to have Mayor Rhonda Pownell, and we're also going to have, for the first time, the Minnesota Latino queen. So I was very excited about that. Okay. She reached out to us. She's originally from Peru. Her family heritage from Peru, and her mom find out about our event and knew that we were going to be featuring a dance from Peru. And then she called us at the library and reached out to us. And she wanted to collaborate, help with anything. So folks are going to have the opportunity to meet Miss Minnesota.
All right.
Latina.
Wow, so the word spreads quickly.
I know, exactly. You cannot miss that event. Everyone has to come. And I know you're going to be there with your dance shoes, right?
I will be there with my dance shoes.
It's 9 a.m. Zumba.
I'm flamenco.
And the flamenco, yes. They came last year for a virtual event. They were amazing. I mean, just breathtaking. This opportunity of these kind of events where you have to pay to go and see them, but here in Northfield, for the library, we bring this high-quality art expression to everyone for free. So you can't miss it.
It sounds like a wonderful time. It's coming up, the celebration's coming up on Saturday, September the 18th, which is a week from tomorrow. It goes on from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Central Park, and we're once again talking, sponsored by the Northfield Public Library, and we have Natalie Draper, Angelica Linder, and Lori Cadet in with us talking about the event. What else do we need to know about the Hispanic Heritage Month or just the library? Anything in particular?
Well, it's hard to follow that with talking about strategic planning. But I personally get very excited about strategic planning. So, but no, the library is, we're at the end of our last strategic plan, and so we're working on our next one. And we're asking for help on this from our community. We have some actually, dare I say, fun opportunities to get involved in the library strategic plan. We have community conversations going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody invites you to join one, don't be surprised. We have a lot of volunteers running these, and we're looking for more folks. So you can reach out to me at the library if you want to participate in doing this. And the community conversations were more of a way of a small, maybe informal group of peers, friends, neighbors, you know, your church group, your book club, whatever, talking about your community, what you see as challenges for your community, and the aspirations that you have for your community. And so this helps us build our plans. Libraries have always really evolved in tandem with their communities. You know, like you said, we were just books, right? We were mm-hmm. not just books. We were books when people need books, and we're computers when people need that, and we're festivals, cultural festivals when people need that too. So we're always kind of growing and evolving along with our communities and what they need and what they value. And so when we do strategic plans and we ask for people's opinions on things and services that the library has, but we also want to get at really what people want for their communities, not necessarily what they think of as what the library provides. We fill that in, I think. So I'm All right. excited about this, and there will be some surveys coming out, so keep an eye out for that. They should be up on the website soon. And I think I've given you some links for that. I don't know if they...
Yes, you have.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
and yeah, so we're looking forward to what that should be around the first of the year. We'll have something new to share with folks.
Sounds good.
And I should add to that, if it's okay, all of those surveys mm-hmm. are also bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, if people can pass the word. If I know there are some folks who are, the first language is not English, mm-hmm. There are some, you know, language line they can use, mm-hmm. And we have the surveys in bilingual as well. So,
all right. Anything else before we let you go?
I don't have any
part. I just want to thank you so much for getting up early and coming in. I know Lori's been up and working out already, but for a lot of people, this is early. We really appreciate not only you coming in today, but all the work you do with the public library. Northfield has a great library, and sure, it's something we can be proud of. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
See you next Saturday.
All right. Sounds good. That from the Northfield Public Library, we have Library Director Natalie Draper, along with Outreach Coordinator Angelica Linder, and Lori Cadet, who is the Library Services Manager. News with a side of sports, Tim coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back with Rich.